Masechtas Trumas, Perek Yud, Mishnah Zayin. Zeisei Chulin Shekavshan Im Zeisei Truma. The Mishnah is going to discuss Chulin olives that were pickled together with Truma olives. And the general rule is that during the pickling process, the taste of the olives is released from the olive into the liquid. But only an olive that's crushed will draw in flavors from the liquid. The ones that are whole, they don't draw in the flavor from what they're being pickling in. So the Mishnah says, it depends here which olives were crushed, which olives were whole. If it's pitsui chulin in pitsui truma, if it's crushed chulin olives together with crushed truma olives, or pitsui chulin in shlemi truma, or crushed chulin olives together with whole truma olives, I be made truma. Or the crushed chulin olives are together with liquid that truma olives had once pickled in. So in all these cases, usher. The chulin olives become usher, become prohibited to a non-kayin, because since the chulin olives are crushed, they have the ability to draw in flavors, and there are truma olive flavor that's in the pickling jar with them. Aval, shleime chulin in pitsui truma, but if there's whole chulin olives together with crushed truma olives, and for sure if the truma olives were whole as well, it's the same thing that in this case mutter, then the chulin olives are still permitted to a non-kayin because since they're whole, although they release flavor, they don't draw in flavor, and so they don't get the truma flavor in the chulin olives, and so they're still mutter to a non-kayin. Mishnah Ches. Dag tame shekavshay im dag tahar. A non-kosher fish, tame over here is referring to non-kosher, a non-kosher fish that's pickled along with many, many other kosher fish. So the Mishnah gives three opinions on the ratio, where's the cutoff point that we'll say the non-kosher fish will make all the kosher fish no longer kosher. And less than that will still be kosher. Where's the cutoff point? Three opinions. So the Mishnah says, Kol garav shu machzik sasayim. If you have a barrel that contains two sa worth of brine in this pickling barrel with a fish, so two sa worth of brine, im yesh bay mishkal asar ziz b'Yehuda, if you have the brine from the non-kosher fish that gets the flavor from the non-kosher fish, if that amount of brine is going to be the weight of 10 zuz in Yehuda, shehein chamish shloim b'galol, which is equal to 5 shloim in galol, and if you have that much brine from a dog tame, from a non-kosher fish, then siri usher, the brine in the whole barrel is going to become usher. This amount of 10 zuz in Yehuda, which is 5 shloim in galol, the coins were different sizes in Yehuda and Gol. The coins in Yehuda were twice the size. So 10 ziz in Yehuda was 20 ziz in Golil. And there's 4 ziz in the Sela. So 10 times 2 would be 20. Divided by 4 would be 5. Which is 10 ziz in Yehuda is 5 slime in Gol. And if there's that amount of non-kosher flavored brine from this fish in a barrel full of 200 of two sa, so then that would be the significant amount that would make the whole barrel become usher, become not kosher. And the Rav says the ratio over here is 960 parts kosher to one part non kosher, which is very big chumrah. It's very extreme that we don't nullify the non kosher fish being pickled over here unless there's less than 960 parts to less than one part non-kosher to 960 parts kosher. And this is because the fish brine is very sharp. It has a strong sharp flavor, and therefore we don't nullify it unless there's large, very, very large numbers. That's the first opinion. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's a smaller ratio. Revius b'sasayim. If there's a revius amount of non-kosher flavored brine from the non-kosher fish in this barrel of tusa, so that will be the amount that will be non-kosher, and less than a revius will be kosher. And the ratio over here is 192 parts kosher to the one part non-kosher. Rabbi Yasi Aymer Rabbi Yossi says a third opinion, and he's even more lenient. Achad mishisha asar bayt. 1/16. If 1/16 of the brine of the barrel is not kosher, then that will make the whole barrel not kosher. But less than that, then we will say the whole barrel is kosher. And this is even more lenient than nullification in other places. Usually we say that you need 60 to cancel out the flavor of something that's mixed in. Here he says 1/16 is good enough. Less than 1/16 is good enough. And that is because the Rav says that over here the flavor of the fish, it's not the actual pieces of the fish that's being mixed in, but it's called the zeya, which literally means sweat. It's just liquid that came out of this fish, and that is only asr midrabanan, and it's more lenient, and therefore he's more lenient in this case than other nullifications, and 1/16 is the amount that will make it asr. Less than that will be mutter. The Rav says that lahalacha, we paskin that you need more than 1,000 parts kosher to nullify the non-kosher fish, the flavor of the non-kosher fish, which is interesting because that's not one of the opinions mentioned in the Mishnah. It's more chamer, more than 1,000 parts to nullify the one part not kosher fish.